This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now time for us to get into the nitty-gritty, the real stories behind the stories, the charts for the week of August 13th, 17th, research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, led by one Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher at Talkers. You can go to talkers.com, get the list there yourself. Michael, though, does the honors, working his way from number 10 to number 1 in both categories, Michael.
Yes, we have two very steamy, hot, juicy lists for your consumption. And the stories chart, at number 10, we have NFL preseason activity and Major League Baseball action. At number 9, Aretha Franklin dies, and the world stopped everything and has been paying tribute to the Queen of Soul. That's tied with a film called Crazy Rich Asians that has gotten a lot of chatter. At number 8, we have the Turkish lira troubles. At number 7, the Italian bridge collapse and Western U.S. wildfires tied at number 7. At number 6, we have the Cuomo America never great comment, and that's tied with the kind of fizzled D.C. white nationalist rally. The number 5, the Manafort trial, tied with the Brennan security clearance being revoked. I mentioned before the white nationalist rally that I was referring to as fizzling was the one in Charlottesville. At number 4, the Pennsylvania priest sexual abuse scandal. At number 3, Tuesday primaries. At number 2, Trump-Russia investigation. And Strzok was fired. Strzok was struck down. And at number 1, the Omarosa recording and the book tour of Omarosa. At the People Survey, at number 10, we have Aretha. At number 9, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Nancy Pelosi's at 8. Number 7, John Brennan. Number 6, Andrew Cuomo. Number 5, Paul Manafort. Number 4, Peter Strzok. Number 3, Robert Mueller and Rudy Giuliani. And number 2, Omarosa, Manigault, Newman. And number 1, Donald Trump. What a week. Whew.
All right. So I want to spend some time, if you don't mind, the things that you and I both learned as a kid, as disc jockeys, about music and what people turned to and what created passion. And by the way, as an aside, remembering that Elvis Presley, who was the king of rock and roll, and Aretha Franklin, the queen of rock and roll, died on the same day. Elvis died on August the 17th, was it the August 16th, 1977. Aretha dies August 16th, 2018. Pretty interesting, huh?
I guess so. I like the way you say on the same day, as if they actually died on the same day. How hung up we are on symbols,
things like that. Yeah,
because each day is only once, you know.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
It's funny.
Yeah. So, what do you remember about first playing Aretha and what you knew about her as you were playing the platters that mattered?
Well, Aretha Franklin was just one of the great, you know, R&B artists, and who crossed over to pop. And even though, you know, basically in the music business, she was categorized as a soul singer. They called her the Queen of Soul. You called her the Queen of Rock and Roll.
Yeah,
she actually was in many ways the Queen of Rock and Roll, but there is no Queen of Rock and Roll, so she certainly is a candidate for that title. Mm-hmm. But part of what I'm saying here is that even though she was primarily, you know, an R&B or soul artist, she was ranked at the top of the rock and roll singers charts, certainly for women, maybe not necessarily for all artists, but, you know, Rolling Stone ranked her as the greatest voice of all time. I remember when VH1, the MTV channel that was pretty cool for a while there, did their top 100 female artists. They did the big countdown of rock and roll, of rock. She came in number one. Mm-hmm. I believe others up there were like Joni Mitchell and Tina Turner and people like that. Aretha was number one on that particular survey. So she was a crossover. We call them a crossover artist. And that's an artist who transcends narrow categorization the way it exists in the music and the radio music business. This categorization, this country music, this hard rock, soft rock, you know, oldies. And as a result, was one of the greats, maybe one of the greatest of all time.
Well, there's not much that distracts us from songs like Respect or Think or Natural Woman or Chain of Fools or Freeway of Love. My God, did I love that. And I Say a Little Prayer. Those were my favorites. I think you have favorites. What are your
favorites? My favorite Aretha song is Think.
Yeah.
You gotta think.
Yeah,
that thing. I like that one.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. It's
there you go.
We're all marking time here. We keep moving on.
Yeah.
I've been doing this thing for a long time, and as we move through each week, it seems like it was only seconds since the last visit that we had, the time we spend together, and we can think about that, and then everybody listening can put it into relative terms. That is the idea that life is not to be wasted. She didn't waste a minute of it, it would not seem. She had pancreatic cancer, which is something that, as a discussion of medical problems in our country, when you get that, it's the end. You're done. 3-4 months. There's no coming back from pancreatic.
Well,
no,
some people have survived it, so I hate to say that. But
not
but
long.
Yeah, it's one of the bad ones.
Yeah.
I hesitate to ever proclaim anything, because there are cases and with almost every disease where people have suddenly miraculously.
Maybe I'm just sharing my own experience. People that I have known, Michael, have contracted it and they're done.
Yeah.
So maybe I hope that would be nice if they could figure out a way to slow it down or
the numbers,
change the impact it has.
The numbers indicate that the odds are against one who.
Yeah.
Has that diagnosis.
Whereas with many other cancers, there are improvements that are being made, and there are changes that are around. All right. One of the things, I'm going to work my way into a different discussion, and it has to do with why people get pancreatic cancer or any cancers. It's mostly because their diet is bad and they're overweight, too much fat in their system. And so people like you and me who want to be conscious of how we look, what we eat, and how we deal with our changing bodies. Part of the aging process or maturation process is that things change starting in your 30s when natural collagen is not produced as much as it was when you were a teenager or in your 20s. That's why you can have more muscle when you're younger, not so much when you get older.
I feel a commercial coming on.
Yes, the way to change all of that.
I'm getting sucked into this.
Clever boy that he is. Well, you were talking off the air about losing weight, and I talked a lot about it.
I've lost 20 pounds in the last 4 months.
Yeah, and the way to do it safely and intelligently is to, your diet is certainly a factor, exercising. Calitrin is a very natural and active way to lose the weight. Been around for 30 years. It promotes lean muscle mass and gets rid of the fat. That's what it does, because collagen's main ingredient is collagen. And collagen is the protein in your body that allows you to build lean muscle mass, to get more muscular. Bodybuilders use excessive amounts of protein in the form of collagen. You see that sort of thing. But the bottom line is, if you want to be natural, normal, and healthy as you get older, then Calitrin is the way to lose the weight and keep it off. That's what I'm doing. Perhaps that's what you should consider. Go to toploss.com. You'll get a discount if you use the term DJV in the checkoff box there. The good folks at Calitrin want to know that you are a friend of mine, so either use Doug Steffen or DJV, something like that, and you get 10% off, plus a free bottle when you buy 3 or more. Calitrin. Supplement that assists your body in burning off fats and sugars more efficiently, therefore losing the weight, keeping it off. That's the benefit of Calitrin. You get it only at toploss.com. Use the DJV code for the 10% off. Can't get it anywhere else. Buy it now and lose the weight. Toploss.com. The code is DJV.
You know those mean voices inside your head?
You're not good enough.
And no matter how hard you work, you just can't seem to get rid of them?
No carbs, no sugar, 10,000 steps today.
And they just feed off of your self-confidence?
There's no way you can fit into those jeans.
Well, wait. Why don't you just take Calitrin and get rid of those voices for good?
What?
Yeah. For over 20 years, Calitrin's experts have helped people lose weight the healthy way and build their self-confidence.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. And it also took my hot flashes away.
Hi, I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Let Calitrin help you gain your self-confidence back and lose weight the healthy way. Just call 833-TOP-LOSS or visit toploss.com.
Doug Steffen here. I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It's a game changer. I drink a little tea here and a little tea there. I've been drinking a little tea, but now I'm drinking a lot of tea. Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, bacteria. Let's face it, our food was a lot different 60 years ago. Minimally processed, free of pesticides, it nourished our bodies. Today, it's not the case. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, processing, all depletes the nutrition from our food. So we feel run down. Go to GetTheTea.com, use discount code DJV, and they'll ship your tea free. Get ready for a lot more energy. You'll be drinking it every day. Go to GetTheTea.com, GetTheTea.com, use discount code DJV for free shipping. You'll be very happy you did. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio and Talkers Television is. I'm Doug Steffen here with a focus on the stories, not necessarily in order. I thought it was very interesting, the attention that was paid this week. People trying to figure out what this military parade is all about. The president has suggested that we have a military parade like they do at Bastille Day. It could cost around $12 million. Some people say $80 million. Now $92 million, $50 million from the Pentagon, $42 million from the Department of Homeland Security, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what is this aimed at doing? Are we supposed to be like the Russians who have, and the North Koreans have displays of their armaments on various holidays? What's the point here?
Are you asking me, or
is that a rhetorical?
Because it's a rhetorical question.
Either or.
Well, it's kind of like, what the hell are we thinking?
Yeah, maybe.
And a lot of people believe that it's really Trump's ego. That Trump
is that a bad attitude for me? Am I being attitudinal? I just don't think we should be like everybody else when it comes to stuff like this.
Bad attitude. I think that it's absolutely perfect. I think that, you know, the whole key to being a great country, the whole key to being on the high ground, is not to succumb to the tactics of your enemies, or they win. You become that.
Mm.
The key is to resist your enemies who theoretically have different values than you do. Otherwise, why are we enemies?
Yeah.
And if you become that, to resist it, then you haven't won anything.
That is the question, though, isn't it, really? Why do we have enemies? Why are there countries? Why are there borders? Why are there boundaries? Why are we trying to keep...
That is the age-old philosophical question about the human condition. And on the other side of the break, we can get into that if you want
Imagine. It's John Lennon's song.
Yeah, of course.
On steroids. It really is. You know, imagine what the world would be like if we didn't have all of this stuff. And even that boils down to property lines, and now I'm really sounding like a socialist.
Well, don't sound silly.
Okay, I won't sound silly.
But you're on the right track.
I promise. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen on the right track on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Help Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now time for us to continue our focus on what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The stories Michael has gone through, the people. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine is here. I'm Doug Steffen. We were thinking about Omarosa. We wanted also to talk about what the world is like. Before we get to Omarosa, number one item this week, let's talk about where we go with this concept of no borders, no boundaries, great talk radio conversation, actually. Imagine life being like the record Imagine from John Lennon sets up. It purports to get rid of religion and nationality and things that serve to divide us. I mean, think about it.
Here's the problem. The things that serve to divide us also serve to give us independence and individuality from each other. This is why...
Want to go another step with that? How so?
Well, if we all were the same, that would be a form of totalitarianism. If we all had the same religion, if we had no property, if we had nothing of our own, if everything were free and we were all getting along, it would mean that somehow, based on our wiring, on our nature, we've all been brainwashed into one way of thinking. And then within the hierarchy of the structure of our governance, if in fact there had to be any, it would have to be authoritarian and totalitarian. So the very nature of this, it's a paradox. Whereas it sounds wonderful, and that's why there has been movements such as communism and socialism and utopianism, but as you get closer to that, you realize, wait a second, we're doing this at the expense of individual liberty, freedom, free thinking. We don't have all the answers. We have different theories about it. We can't exist without boundaries and without differences and without struggles. We're stuck in this game that, you know, the creator, if there is such a thing, whatever the force of nature is that we find ourselves on this plane of reality, in this perplexing problem. And that's why it can't be solved by simple reason, common sense, or lofty philosophies.
Mm. I am just clicked on. There's an ad that runs. If you go to talkers.com, you see lots of information, articles about the stars of talk radio, what's going on in their lives, what's going on at the stations. I just came across a promotion for a radio program called No Borders Radio, which at first blush, when you look at that, you think, okay, this is a discussion of the wall and Trump and all of that, but it really isn't. It's a blending of English and Spanish music, and the people that host the program are bilingual. I think that's kind of an interesting.
Well, that goes back to what we were saying before about Aretha being crossover.
Yeah.
And crossover is a great way to keep boundaries from becoming stifling and
from getting in the way.
Getting in the way of progress.
Mm-hmm.
So
artificially getting in the way. That's sort of my take on it. Anyway.
Yeah. Great. You know, I remember back in my days as a music programmer, music radio programmer, some of my I was kind of accomplished in that field. And my accomplishments came when I took the risk of playing songs on formats that conventional wisdom said, you're not supposed to play that.
Right. Don't do that.
Don't do that. Your audience is going to get angry. And I'd say, You have to anger a few of the people out there if you want to grow and if you want to progress.
Well, and one of the things that radio is known for, especially today, is nobody makes an independent decision. They all follow, well, where
too
else
much.
Is it playing?
Oh, my God. Way too much at this particular time.
Yep. It's not healthy for all of us. We all need to be thinking for ourselves and on our own. 28 after the hour, as we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The names of the hundreds of priests involved in the sexual abuse of 1,000 children in Pennsylvania will soon be released. Bishop Kevin Rhodes notified his superiors and law enforcement of the abuse he knew about while he was in Pennsylvania, but did not release the names of the alleged accusers to avoid scandal. Friday, Rhodes apologized to the victims, saying he now handle abuse allegations differently while in Indiana.
I am announcing that the Diocese of Fort Wayne South Bend will begin the process of collecting and releasing the names of all individuals who have been credibly accused of abuse.
Before departing the White House for the weekend Friday, President Trump weighed in on Special Counsel Robert Mueller and the Russia investigation. The president again said the probe is rigged and said investigators should instead focus on Democrats.
Mr. Mueller is highly conflicted. Comey is like his best friend. I could go into conflict after conflict.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Conversation about conversation, actually.
Yeah.
Here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. We've covered Aretha Franklin and her music, certainly some of the political stuff. The number one item this week is the recording or recordings and the book produced by Omarosa. We don't have to use her name. She's become one of the figures, like those who need no second name, Ellen, Oprah, you know, that group.
Cher. Madonna.
Right. Yep, right. Mostly women, too. Interesting.
Eve.
So, Eve, yeah. How is Eve's last name?
Schwartz.
Oh, that's a great. Eve Schwartz. Schwartz. Eve Schwartz.
Yeah. Eve McGillicuddy.
There we go. That's it. So, Omarosa has come on the scene. She was back and forth. She was a creation of Trump in a reality way, a reality show.
Sort of.
Yeah. But she created herself, but
she
used
was before
the vehicle.
Trump. Yeah, she was on. Yeah, yeah, exactly. She was. She's an amazing self promoter.
Yeah. She's Kardashian without that. They need their last name, but
she's a genius.
Her last name.
I think she should run for president.
You think she'll run for president? Really?
No, seriously, where does it go?
Yeah.
She'll remain on the tongues and the minds of Americans for years to come.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, she's the queen of self-promotion. She's ruthless.
Yeah, that she is.
She's she's interesting. Mm. So,
your wife, Bernadette,
yes,
is a radio person of note. And she's worked with her. What sort of things? Does she write about her?
We actually, in Talkers this morning, have an excerpt. First time we've ever published an excerpt from Bernadette's book, that has, my gosh, Bernadette's been on hundreds of radio interviews about Yappy Days behind the scenes with newsers, schmoozers, boozers, and losers.
Yappy yeah. Days.
Yappy yeah. Days. And there's a segment in a chapter titled Talk Show Freak Show about Amorosa. And basically, Amorosa's bitchiness, if you'll pardon the expression, I put that in quotes because she was promoting a book at that time that was called The Bitch Switch, Knowing How to Turn It On and Off. It was published in 2008. In 2009, Bernadette was coordinating what's called a satellite tour with Amorosa, where she goes on one show after another, after another, after another. And Bernadette was sort of like this national producer of this particular tour. And Amorosa was extremely nasty and difficult to work with, and she was bitching and moaning about how stupid.
Oh my God!
She called Bernadette, who is like a Girl Scout. Bernadette is one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. Yeah. She called her an effing moron, and in retaliation, Bernadette writes, "I flung an F-bomb back at her, the first and only time I ever did so with any guest." Then she hung up on Amorosa and fulfilled the remaining scheduled interviews herself, telling the story about what had just happened on the air.
And, wow.
So the whole thing is the excerpt is at talkers.com if people want to read it. It's kind of fun. It's not a long piece, but it's a little insight into radio. But the fact of the matter is, Amorosa was on the staff of Al Gore during the Clinton administration.
Yeah, she's a Democrat working in the White House with Al Gore. Amazing.
Right. Yeah. People don't know that. And then she was on a ton of reality shows, not just The Apprentice.
How do you get on those shows, by the way?
I have no idea. That whole reality show phenomenon snuck up, you know, on my blind side. I have no reality shows as a genre, what it started with Survivor Island or whatever the heck that was. And,
yeah, maybe.
And then all of a sudden now, you know, they have shows about pawn shops, about storage lockers.
I know. Who watches that crap? Really?
I have gone through my period of watching them. I don't watch them anymore. You know why? Because they're fake.
Yeah.
They're not reality.
It's all scripted.
There's no more reality to them than watching Everybody Loves Raymond.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's juxtapose Amorosa to another New Yorker this week who got a lot of attention, media attention. The governor of the state said America never really was great. That certainly gave, you talk about fodder for right-wing radio. That certainly is it. And thank you, Governor Cuomo, for handing us a piece, a magnificent piece, a three-word comment that was good for the rest of the week, in essence. They said, I didn't really mean that. Well, you know, does it speak for itself? Is that one of those things that's taken out of context, or does it speak
for
itself?
I believe so. I believe it's out of context. Uh-huh. I believe what it's basically saying is that America is just as great today as it's ever been, and that he's trying to attack Trump for giving the impression that somehow going backwards we go to greatness. Mm-hmm. There was a lot about this country that
make America great again. You mean that's the
and it's some of these concepts are just too complicated to say in a bumper sticker, so people are taken out of context.
Yeah. Well, when you think about it, if you really put your head to it, women didn't get the right to vote till 1929.
Yeah.
Black people couldn't use the same toilets as white people until the 60s. You can go back to the Civil War and the whole black experience, that sort of thing. You can go back
to... how about the Native Americans and the Europeans that came?
And the way the Irish were treated here, and this goes on and on.
The point of the matter is that we tend to color things the way we want to see them and don't look at things
objectively. But the other side of it is that there are great opportunities here, Michael, still. I'd rather live here, even though I don't like a lot of stuff.
Cuomo wasn't indicating that we're a bad country. That's the point. He was indicating that we should concentrate on fixing the things that are wrong and not walk around beating our chests when, in fact, there's a lot of work to be done, which is what Trump is saying. But they have different points of view as to what makes it great. It goes back to
how well both New Yorkers, how well Do they know each other? They must know each other pretty well. Anybody in power knows.
Well, New Yorkers are like dogs that meet for the first time. You know, they sniff each other out and figure it out very quickly.
Can I quote you on that?
Isn't that nice?
All right, 40. On that note, we'll pause for a moment for a word from our sponsor. And as it turns out, speaking of sniffing, my pillow. Has a great dog bed. Your very own MyPillow pet bed can be yours, along with a lot of other great things that come from MyPillow. The regular pillows, the traveling pillows, the mattresses, the sheets, everything that has anything to do with you getting a good night's sleep. The specifics of what you can find, what you can buy, come by going to MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV. Get 50% off on all of the stuff there. The two pillows, the two regular pillows, and those travel pillows, you get them at half price. Look at the mattresses, what you save. The sheets, best price ever right now on sheets at MyPillow.com. This is the most comfortable way for you to sort of put things together. Very cozy, kind of, when you think about this stuff. Isn't thinking about going to bed in new sheets on new mattresses with new pillows? That's kind of a cozy concept. And keep the pillows fresh and like new by washing them and drying them all the time. Only pillows you can do that with. Find them all. Click on DJV, the promo code DJV, when you want to buy sheets, pillows, mattresses, pillows and beds for your dogs and your cats. All that is there. Not a gross generalization. There are huge things to sample at MyPillow.com. Look at the catalog. MyPillow.com. Everything you buy, use the discount code DJV. On the people list of Talkers Magazine, some names that you may or may not know. Number 10, Aretha Franklin. That might be closer to number 1 had she passed earlier in the week, but she didn't pass till the end of the week. But still a very important focus. A lot of people were talking about her through the week as she neared her death. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, number 9 on the list. Nancy Pelosi is at 8. Number 7 belongs to John Brennan in the countdown list of the most important people and the discussion focus. Andrew Cuomo is 6. Paul Manafort is 5. Peter Strzok is number 4. Robert Mueller is 3. Omarosa is 2. And Donald Trump is 1. So who can even pronounce Omarosa's last name? Her name is Omarosa Manigault Newman. I'm guessing Manigault is her maiden name. You think that's true, Doug? Yeah, I think that's true. All right, so there they are. The people on the people list, courtesy of Talkers Magazine, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV show. Sleeping at night used to be so hard for me. I couldn't fall asleep. I spent most of the night tossing and turning, and in the morning, I felt even more tired than when I went to bed. I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better until I found my pillow. I get the most amazing sleep with mine, and now I never sleep without it. I take mine everywhere, and you can too. Get the MyPillow 4-pack and enjoy 50% off. That's 2 premium pillows and 2 go anywhere pillows. You heard that right. Get 4 MyPillows, 2 premium pillows, and 2 go anywhere pillows at 50% off. It's 100% machine washable and dryable, made in the USA, and backed by a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Get a better night's rest with the world's most comfortable pillow. MyPillow.com. Use promo code DJV. Get your MyPillow now. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone.
Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-572-9571. That's 800-572-9571. Again, 800-572-9571.
Stories now in order and in detail from the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Getting this down from number 10 to number 1 is sometimes this is the only time it gets done. So let's get to it. Number 10, sports talk radio, talk about the preseason for the NFL, the Major League Baseball world, blah, blah. Number 9, Aretha Franklin passing. Number 8, the movie Crazy Rich Asians. Number 7, the collapse of that bridge in Italy. Number 6, Governor Cuomo saying America's never been that great. Number 5, the Paul Manafort trial. What's going on there? Number 4, the priest sexual abuse scandal in Pennsylvania. Number 3, the primaries, Tuesday primaries. Number 2 is the investigation continuing in that vein. And number 1 is Omarosa and her book tour. So that's it. The stories from Talkers Magazine this week. All right, I have found something in my file that I wanted to share with you, and has value when we're talking about the stories and things that we wrap ourselves around as talk radio people. I found an old Talkers Magazine article from July 1990.
Ooh, wee.
And it was a time when you were asking hosts their opinions about various things that we were talking about on the air.
Yeah.
The question here is, what is your opinion of bilingualism in America as a topic, and what is your position? And you interviewed 3 hosts. One of them was Carol Hemingway, God love her, who was on in Los Angeles at the time. Mike Siegel, who was on in Seattle at the time. And me, who at the time was
Cincinnati.
On doing afternoons in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And I had started doing the Good Day program in the morning.
At WKRP.
Yeah, WCKY. K-R-P, right. I was close. Yeah. So it was interesting the way HBO, I guess what brought me back was not so much the conversation, even though bilingualism is still something we talk about today, but remembering these people. I think Mike is still around. I think he's doing a podcast.
Mike does a nationally syndicated radio show on the GCN network.
Oh, he's on GCN. That's right,
yeah.
Too. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Carol Hemingway, whatever happened to her?
I don't know.
Do you remember?
I don't know. I don't know what happened to her, but she said, a good host.
We are a nation of immigrants who have had the obligation to absorb and to ease newcomers into our multinational, multicultural society, allowing diverse cultures to flourish and adapt in the new land. Yet the opposition exposes a certain mean-spiritedness and fear by evoking images of foreigners who don't want to learn English, something like the homeless who they say are homeless because they want to be homeless. So this is 1990. Hello. That's 27 years ago.
28 years ago.
28 years ago. And look at the comments are pretty much the same as we're circling with today, are they not?
The major issues of America haven't changed throughout the history of America, let alone 28 years.
Mm-hmm.
The Civil War, the same issues. If you take a look at the film of the play 1776 and listen to what the founding fathers were arguing about. It's an excellent historical portrayal. Same issues as today.
I answered by saying it isn't an issue really in Cincinnati. Certainly isn't something on the minds of people here. Tax problems, I said, were the biggest problem there. But my position was that we have the country, we have one language, the people that come here ought to enjoy what America is all about, including our language. I thought that was interesting, learning. If we live in Italy, we have to learn how to speak Italian. We go to Russia, we have to learn how to speak Russian. People in Cuba have to learn Spanish. Huh. That's interesting that I said that.
Do you think you were smarter then or now?
No, I wasn't smart then. I was working hard and not paying attention much. That was an era in my life when it was all about promotion. Every day after I got off the radio program, the morning program that I was doing as I got started, it was 2 years old then, and I talked then at lunch. I take customers or clients. out to lunch on sales meetings, and then I'd do a personal appearance, and then I'd go do the radio program.
Wow.
I wasn't thinking.
So there was no end to the depth of your shallowness.
Yes, no, it was. Write that down somewhere. No end to the depth of my shallowness.
Depth of your shallowness.
Spoken by Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does. And now our focus is on the legal issues as a part of the weekly overview of the stories from Talkers Magazine. I invite Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's a lawyer, to come on board and talk about some of the things, the impact. For example, number one this week is the stuff that Omarosa recorded and how she's using it. What sort of legal entanglements might there be there? She's a great self-promoter, but could she get herself into trouble by releasing all this information, or does it matter?
You know, she could, but here again, it's one of these things where the kind of trouble she could get herself into could make her more of a celebrity. So, you know, there are issues about, what about the non-disclosure agreement? And the non-disclosure agreement, you can't have those in the federal government. You can have them in the campaign, but some of the things she's talking about were done, when she was in the government. Washington, D.C., interestingly enough, is also one of the jurisdictions where you can legally record someone if they don't, if the other person doesn't know, just having one person agree, which is, to me, a bit odd. You know, they may be able to find some kind of statute that would show her actions to be inappropriate, but it's not a slam dunk, that's for sure. And I think she just benefits from any kind of publicity. As far as what kind of harm she could do for Trump, or to Trump, I mean, let's face it, on the one hand, her credibility is absolutely nil. She'll be whatever you want her to be, and she's an actress. On the other hand, if she has legitimate undoctored tapes, they can speak for themselves. So, I think Mueller's probably interested in these, and I think the president's probably interested in these.
Let's move on, please. This is just a circus, that's all. It has nothing to do with anybody's lives or well-being. It's just a circus.
Well, you know, here's where I think the president keeps calling witch hunt and hoax. And the bottom line is the Russia investigation has already borne fruit. And, you know, why is he so against this thing? If really, again, he has nothing to hide. It's already shown the interference that he still doesn't really admit to, despite the intelligence community talking about it. And if there is some kind of collusion with his campaign, okay, that can come out. If there isn't, he should be thrilled that a real investigation and not one he's constantly attacking comes to that same conclusion.
All right, speaking of attacks, number four this week, the priest sexual abuse scandal, which goes back decades. This still stuff is being flushed out and back to the Catholic Church. And what happened, we know in the Boston area, in Massachusetts, what happened to the Catholic Church. They sold off a lot of land and buildings where they needed the money. The Vatican, that's sitting on literally billions and billions and billions of dollars worth of treasure, they don't liquidate that to pay off these legal fees. They make the diocese pay. When you look at this thing, is there any end to it and what they can discover?
Yeah, I mean, it was very, very distressing. You know, after the movie Spotlight and the Spotlight team in Boston really brought this to light, things came out in a lot of states. I was actually surprised that the grand jury in Pennsylvania only came up with this now, and it was incredible. I mean, they were talking about 300 predator priests, 1,000 child victims, and here's the thing where, you know, the grand jury is investigating it, but they're saying, by the way, the statute of limitations has run. Now, in Pennsylvania, a child can bring a suit. It's extended for statute of limitation until age 50, and they can file civil lawsuits until 30. Now, the Pennsylvania legislature is now trying to eliminate the statute of limitations, but I don't know what kind of luck they'll have on that. They even want to do it retroactively, and I know they won't be able to do that for criminal cases. It'll be, I think, even difficult to do for civil.
Yeah. All right. Give us a quick rundown on the Manafort trial at this point.
The defense has got to really try to have confused the jury. This stuff is really complicated, which is why they did try to simplify this. I do think there is enough evidence that even if they discount Rick Gates' credibility, you're going to look at the paper trail, which is pretty damning for a guy as intelligent as Manafort is. So I think it'll take a while, but I think it'll come up with a guilty verdict.
Guilty as charged, Your Honor. All right, there it is, Stephen.
And then goes to trial in D.C. in September.
All right. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.